Hello everyone, this is Andrew, here for another audiopub recording, and in this one I'm going to be explaining how to partially reconstruct speech using sine waves, because it's a really interesting topic. Now, I don't know everything about this topic, I'm no expert, but I thought it was cool, and I wanted to demonstrate what I found with it. Basically, I was inspired by this one YouTube video that I should find the channel name. I'll link it below in the description of the video. But created by this one channel that explained that you can basically reconstruct any sound from nature, found in nature, using sine waves. And he gave several examples. Well, first he demonstrated harmonics and stuff like that. And he then reconstructed a bell and like the beep, the type of beep you'd find in electronics, like a lock system or whatever. Just using various harmonics with sine waves. Then he got to a very interesting section of the video where he basically, first he reconstructed his voice, or I should say partially reconstructed, using three sine waves. And you could still tell that it was sine waves, really. It sort of sounded like a ring mod, and honestly, in fact, that's probably what a ring mod does. So yeah, it sounded like a ring mod. How he did it is basically each sine wave follows one formant of speech, about three of them he used, because it's three sine waves, formant one, formant two, formant three. I do not know what all the formants represent, but I will also put that information in the description, if anybody is curious. And so it's all really just so interesting to me. And so that's why this recording is here. And then the second demonstration he did was completely reconstruct his voice using 516 sine waves, which is a lot more complex, and uses something called a Fourier transform. I'm not entirely sure how to do that. So in this recording, we are focusing on the one with three sine waves, because, believe it or not, how you can do it is pretty much accessible with the screen reader. You have to use Object Nav if you're using NVDA. Don't ask me about other screen readers, because I'm not sure. And so yeah, we're going to be using a program called Praat, which is spelled P-R-A-A-T, and was made by I actually don't remember. Oh yeah, I need to fix that. Praat download. What was it made by? I think it was University of Amsterdam. But basically, yeah, we're using that. And it is really cool because you can, like, synthesize different acoustic settings, it looks like. Different acoustics. And you can also do what I described, which is make formant speech with sine waves, and it's really darn awesome. And so I've got two recordings prepared. Oh, I forgot to mention about the 516 one. He changed different groupings of the sine waves that he had, and it was so cool because he like shifted parts of his voice in very interesting ways, and also showcased how that type of Fourier transforming is used in audio processing, like noise reduction, because he heavily noise. It was just so cool. It was awesome. I highly recommend watching it. Again, it will be linked in the description. But yeah, the first recording you will hear is my actual voice, and then we'll put it through Praat, and you'll hear the formant speech. The second one is going to be a recording that you haven't heard before, and you'll have to, I guess, decode the formant speech, and let me know what you think it says down below. It's like a game of off-kilter telephone, if you will. Well, not really, because you're not passing it down a line of people, but recording to transform to people's ears to, yeah, I don't know, or, yeah, whatever. Because basically what your brain does is it tries to reconstruct using patterns, And honestly, this was shown to me in like 8th grade for a demonstration of like auditory illusions. If you've ever heard of the green needle, and what else did people think it was? Brain, something, something. I don't know, it was some toy. It's like green needle or brainstorm. Yeah, green needle or brainstorm. It was a unit on auditory illusions, and it was, that's always fascinating. Like it probably does 99% of this platform, to be honest. Or maybe 98, 96, 95, who knows. So yeah. Sorry, I'm kind of talking fast and jittery. I don't want to make this too long. And I want to fill it with interesting information. Well, for those who find this interesting. And yeah, let me know if you guys have any thoughts on this in the comments below, and if indeed a ring mod is literally what I'm going to be doing with this program, because it very well might be. So we're going to. Oh wait, I have an opening goal video. I can just play there. Oh yeah, each of my virtual recordings are named CAPTCHA problem. I need to fix that. I'm too lazy to change the file name sometimes. So this is the recording. This is, yeah, here we go. This is my voice partially reproduced using only three sine waves by assigning each wave to a singular formant of speech, that being formant 1, formant 2, or formant 3. Yes, very poppy of me. Pah. I need a pop filter, as you can hear. And I will obtain one at some point. But, so yeah, that was a recording. And we are going to. Here's where the interesting part begins. Down this folder here. Copy the path of that using Alt C because Explorer 2 is quite awesome. And I just type prot.exe through the start window. I'm gonna slow down my speech just a little bit. Yeah. Just in case. I don't know, maybe 65. Just make sure that. So we have two windows that pop up here. Prop picture, which is where like visualizations of sounds and stuff appear, which we can ignore through this entire process. So in the prot objects menu or window, we have various menus that go as follows. We're gonna hit the Alt key. Okay, and then under prot. And then under new. Yeah, acoustic synthesis with CLAT. Yeah, and they actually include the CLAT eSpeak voices in here. For speech, plain speech synthesis, which is really interesting. Articulatory synthesis. I need to mess with all this stuff. But this is all really interesting, and I can explore the menus in depth at the end. Open long sound file, CTRL 037, read channels from sound file, R407, read from special sound file, submenu R, read table from tab, read table from commas, read table from tab, separated file, R717, read table from commas, separated file, R817, read table from semicolon, separated file, R917, read table from whitespace, separated file, R1017, read table from neural embedded spreadsheet file, R1117, read matrix from raw text file, R1317, read string from raw text file, R1417, read from read sound, read from file, CTRL 117, open submenu. Whoops. Anyway.
Save available submenu, process, help submenu, process.
Save, help.
Prodigal CTRL shift, objects window 0226, frequently asked questions, types of objects, C5 of 27, or C6 of 21, double label 26, acknowledgement, say 9 of 26, license 10 of 26, privacy and security, detail of checker updates, secret recording problem, bar performance, tutorial of 6, script 2, tutorial of 7, functions of 18 of 26, memo window D20 of 26, interoperability I21 of 26, memo window D20 of 26, interoperability I21 of 26, program D22 of 26, build manual page D24 of 26, search prod manual CTRL MS25 of 26, about product 26 of 26, help submit system submit space.
And obviously system, which we all know what that does. So first we're going to go to open.
Open submit multiple, read from file, CTRL 117.
Read from file.
Read object, S from file dialog, file name, next.
Just opens a standard file dialog.
P, A, double, dot, E.
Paste in.
My voice dot log. Prod objects, objects, list 1, sound by voice 101.
And we got our object. So now, I have a script, which actually I can link below as well, in the description, that allows us to do this. And basically it does what I described. It turns speech into three sine waves based on F1, F2, and F3. And once I link the script below, you can kind of look at it it's really interesting stuff, I think. And so yeah, we're gonna go run. I'm gonna open prot script. Sanscript.prot. You don't really have to have a file extension, it doesn't care, because it does this. Yeah, it just opens in there. And from this, let's go select it in the list burst, and how you do that, you hit caps lock shift down arrow
objects.
Into objects.
Objects list.
And then you hit caps lock shift down arrow into this list.
One.
And we're focused on that. You can, I think it just has to be selected, but just to be safe, you should probably click it and it'll say double click because, well, that's what it does.
Double click objects list. One.
And yeah, we have that all selected. And then we can go back in here and we can. It's kind of like a standard text editor, to be honest. If we have. We got some interesting stuff in here, of course, but.
Okay, and
we'll go back to run, which has just those two. We're just gonna go run. And we have these following options. Now, I'm not. I should probably learn more about audio, to be honest, because that would be very helpful here in what I'm doing. And it would probably, you could probably fine tune this to make sign speech sound even better. but we have these following options here. Okay, so we have. Yeah, we can even select form, like we can individually check and uncheck them, which is quite nice. I wonder, I should experiment with only particular format. Like, what would format 1 and format 3 do, for example? Or just, yeah. Individual format. The format 3 sounds like a chirping bird individual. I can play each of them, so you can hear it.
Do you want to add it together? Add object, object. Use a pre-prepared form object with.
And together.
Same name as the selected sound. Use a pre-prepared form object with 21450. Same name as the selected sound. Form object, check box, object. Amplitude, track, normal, LP filter. At 50 Hz, remove pitch modulations. Add low aspect, AC. Add low aspect, AC. Add multi-line 50. Low pass filtering the form of tracks. Remove warble and degrade rapid consonants. Do you want the LP filter form of tracks? Low pass, check box, check. Choose the highest frequency that doesn't get warble. Form, low aspect, AC. Form, low aspect, AC. Add multi-line 20. Remove intermediate file, check box, check. Standard button. Cancel button. Apply button. Okay button.
We just have those.
No next. Apply button.
So,
okay,
I mean,
button.
It's
no
really
next.
Simple formants.
No next.
Yeah. So when we hit OK, it's gonna go blank or like go nothing on us for a moment.
Press. Picture. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, that was fast. Well, it was a relatively short recording, so. But yeah, now we've got everything generated. It's as easy as that. And we can go back over to the objects window.
Objects. Objects list. 1, 6.
And now we have 6 objects here. Now, for some reason, it numbers them weird because if I go through this list, you see.
4, 4, 5, 6, 11, 7, 1, 6, 3, 6, 18, 7, 2, 1, 6, 4, 6, 25, 7, 3, 1, 6, 5, 6, 26, 7, 5, 7, 1, 6, 4, 6.
Like, I don't know why.
25, 7, 18, 7, 2, 1, 6, 4, 4, 5, 7, 1, 6, 4, 4, 5, 7, 1, 6, 2, 3, 4, 4, 11, 7, 1, 6, 3, 6.
That goes up by, what is that? So I'm at 7.
18, 7, 2, 1, 6, 4, 6.
And then 7.
25, 7, 3, 1, 6, 5, 6. 18, 7, 25, 7, 3, 1.
Like, and then 7 again.
26, 7, 1, 6, 5, 6.
I don't know.
25, 18, 11, 4, 4, 1, 5, 6. 4, 4, 5, 6, 2, 6.
But.
1, 5, 6, 4, 4, 5, 6, 2, 6.
Formant, my voice is, well, a formant object. And you can view that in the picture window, I'm guessing.
11, 7, 1, 6, 3, 6.
And we'll play the each individual sound form and things. This is what formant 1 sounds like. Press play button. Oh my gosh. Now, I completely forgot about that. The amplitude is, like, really loud, and you can't change that within the app. You have to... Well... I guess I could run it on each individual object, but... Because I have a script created that I can just... I guess I could do that. Here. If we can... This will regulate a bunch of stuff. And we can run that. We'll play. Cool. And then... Oh, I guess they'll just stay there. Sorry about that, guys. Sound two. Wow, that's kind of stabby. Okay, well, you heard all of them because I played that really obnoxious one. I don't know why those were so loud, because maybe I was unfocusing. I set for the wrong thingies because we... I set it for sound 3, which was still piercing, probably because it was so high. I don't even know. But the important thing is to play or to hear the final result, finally. And we're just gonna run this real quick. And that is what that sounds like. Now, for those of you who haven't gone off this recording by now, so that is that. And also, we are going to do another one with you not even hearing the recording at all. Okay, we have another WAV files path selected, and now we're going to go to this again. Oh, there we go. I was like, what? Why wasn't it showing up? Wait a second. That's selected, and now, what's it called? Oh, yeah. Now we run. There we are. Okay, so run. We use the same settings. And we have all these. I wish there was a way.
43 No objects inside. Convert to the
Okay. So now those are all adjusted. Let's play. Sorry, I'm all chaotic. Need to chill. Okay. Here we go. Play.
Cool.
Oh. Doesn't that sound like a bird? That sounds like a bird to me. That's so cool. Size 3, which will be even more piercing. Because it just has to be. That especially sounds like bird song. Like one of those, not sparrows. What are those little... I don't know, I'm no bird listener, watcher, whatever. For those who have listened to the whole thing, or fast-forwarded, whatever you did, this is the final thing. Let me know what this says. You could probably figure it out really easily, but here we go. Let me know what you think that said in the comments below. Sound like a freaking YouTuber now. This is very disorganized, but those who hope you found this interesting, goodbye.